Fuadasan here. I'm delighted to be joined by Martin Mazur, journalist in Argentina for over 20 years, written for 442 and other publications. So thank you very much for joining us, Martin, to talk about Alexis McAllister and his journey so far.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I just wanted to start off with sort of going back to the start of Alexis McAllister's story, if you like. Anytime you Google him or you search his name on the internet, the first thing that comes up is his dad and the sort of footballing family he comes from. Would you mind just telling us a little bit about that and sort of, you know, the role his dad has had in his life so far and his career so far?
His dad was an Argentino juniors player. He was a left back. He wasn't very talented. He was all about spirit, strength, resilience. That was his dad. You could tell the typical Irish background, and he wasn't that tall, and yet he was amazing at headers. So in the end, he ended up signing for Boca Juniors, and he was the left back of the Boca Juniors side in 1992, when Boca finally won the first official title, local title, since Maradona in 1981. It was the worst period of Boca Juniors, 11 years without a title. And McAllister was the left back of that team that became very, very famous. He left a good impression at Boca Juniors, and everyone knew he had the sons, but it took, 10, 15 years to actually understand that the sons were going to make it as footballers as well. In the end, the three McAllisters made it in professional football, which is something amazing. And they did it in Argentino Juniors, which is the best possible place to start a career, at least in the city of Buenos Aires, because the school, the history they have, it's the methods, not just football, I'm speaking also about respect, professionalism. It's fantastic. So the McAllisters were naturally connected to Argentinos because the dad was born there, and he also managed Argentinos Juniors in, I think it was 2000, 2001. So again, the best possible environment to grow up. But then it came the opportunity of moving, which is a very natural thing with Argentinos Juniors. Argentinos Juniors, you have to think as the Ajax of South America. It's a very similar environment, very similar way of thinking. You know, we develop and then we sell the products that we develop.